Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takehiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021. Welcome back, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
Good to have you. So yen rate, dollar yen basis, spot dollar yen, they all reacted to the sell-off and dislocation in global bond markets that occurred in February. Take us through that price action. And I'd be curious how Japanese investors reacted to all that chaos and dislocation.
In February, 10-year JPY swap rate rose to 0.176%, and the JPY swap curve steepened. Then, 2-year JPY basis widened near the end of the month to minus 26 basis points after tightening through mid-month. Dollar yen rose by 2 yen to the mid-106 level. In mid-February, Japanese investors started to sell falling bonds by 1.8 trillion yen and falling stocks and investment fund holdings by 394 billion yen in a week of February 14th to 20th, according to the data from the Japanese Ministry of Finance. If they had continued to reduce their falling asset holdings, then the JPY basis would likely have continued to tighten. However, JPY basis suddenly started to widen in late February, suggesting Japanese investors resumed purchases of falling bonds. The JPY basis swap widened not only for the belly, but also for through the long end curve.
That's really interesting. I would say that dovetails with the sort of pickup in buying or transition from selling to buying that we saw locally at the end of last week as well. So yeah, really interesting perspective there. Kind of sticking on this topic, the yen rate moved higher in sympathy with US and other G7 rate markets. That being said, the recent sell-off and steepening in the yen yield curve is also due to very local factors. In March, can you tell our listeners what to expect from these local event triggers or potential local event triggers, like, let's say, BOJ asset purchases, Ministry of Finance JGB auctions, and again, how do investors react to all that?
On February 26, BOJ released its JGB buying plan for March. While the range of the JGB buying amounts and number of JGB buying days for given all durations were not changed, there will be more days without JGB buying operation scheduled. The MOF planned to auction 30-year JGBs on March 4th, 20-year JGBs on March 11th, and 40-year on March 25th. The BOJ planned to buy 10 to 25-year JGBs on March 17th and 31st, and 25-year plus JGBs on March 12th and 31st. There will be more time gap between the BOJ's buying of super long JGBs and MOF's auctions of super long JGBs in early March and in the last week of March. How JGB rates will react during the time between the MOF's issuances and BOJ's purchases should be watched. We think that JPY rates could become volatile over the near term. However, we think that preference for JGBs will be stronger. Firstly, not only because of the surplus of JPY funds among Japanese investors ahead of the fiscal year end, but secondly, also because of the relative appeal of the JGB yields in US dollar terms and a steady upfront dollar yen basis premium gains for foreign investors. So we expect the JGB rates to be steady at the end of the fiscal year, even without the BOJ's micromanaging JGB yield target models.
That's very interesting. I would encourage our listeners to check out Sakito-san's JPY cross-currency matrix that he includes in some of his pieces. Really, really interesting. Looks at all different yield curves in dollar-denominated terms as well as JPY-denominated denominated terms. It helps you really, really see where the value is across various asset classes. You've covered the BOJ's upcoming monetary policy assessment that's scheduled for release in March, in both your BOJ review report on December 18th and your JPY swap rate outlook report on March 1st. The policy review is coming up. Can you take our listeners through those reports, remind them and highlight some of the things that you're looking for?
This December meeting, the BOJ announced it planned to make an assessment at March meeting of more effective and sustainable monetary easing in order to achieve 2% inflation. The BOJ will assess various measures without changing yield controls and announce the result of its review this month. We think the BOJ could make changes in monetary operations without altering the framework of the yield curve control operations and asset purchases. Specifically, we expect the BOJ to expand the range of, firstly, GGB purchases, and secondly, EDF purchases, as monetary policy options aside from CP and corporate bond purchases and COVID-19 operations. Changes in GGB buying operation will increase the sustainability of yield curve control operations and alleviate the impact of insurer and pension fund asset management. We think the BOJ will make the yield curve control operations more flexible. Looking ahead, by-election will be held in late April, Tokyo Metropolitan Assembly elections in early July, and a lower house and general election in the autumn. Tokyo is scheduled to host the Tokyo Olympic Games this summer. If the BOJ changes its stance toward the yield curve control operations, it will probably be after those political events are digested, maybe around the end of 2021. BOJ's monetary operation changes are likely to appear little by little. While the BOJ will review its policy management stance slowly, there will be a number of uncertainties along the way. It will be advisable to meet with BOJ board members frequently and try to reach the reality of the BOJ's policy stance.
Hey, well, please continue to do that and report in. But it sounds like from what you're saying, we'll see the policy review is unlikely to give us meaningful changes, but perhaps move yield curve control in a more flexible manner. I would point out to our listeners that the JGB yield curve has sold off and steepened a decent amount over the past few months ahead of this since the policy review was announced. So, perhaps watch for a buy the rumor, sell the fact type trade there. About out of time here, as we usually do, let's wrap up with the outlook for yen rate, yen cross-currency basis, and spot dollar yen. Mm-hmm.
The upward trend for U.S. rates has settled down somewhat, but U.S. stocks rebounded quickly from their fall, and the upward pressure on U.S. dollar has been striking. Looking ahead, dollar yen will likely continue higher, driven primarily by Japanese investors selling yen. Many companies did not implement their direct investing projects in their pipelines. A number of them may have waited until fiscal year 21, when they do plan to carry out their direct investing project in fiscal year 20, then they will have to implement the FDI project as soon as possible. We will be watching this as potential unseasonal direct outward investing flows with a COVID time lag. We expect dollar yen to stay in a 2.5 yen range of 105 to 107.50 with a bullish bias. JPY swap rates are up somewhat. However, this also reflects unseasonal JPY rates hedging flows. This is a result of the greater likelihood of the BOJ making yield curve operations more flexible after the March assessment of monetary easing. Such market speculations could result in JPY rates taking on an upward bias in early March. Looking ahead, we maintain our view that JPY swap rates will retain an upward bias. JPY basis has been widening slightly recently because of the Japanese investors' falling bond buying flows. Dollar-yen basis tightened dramatically in February, improving the conditions for Japanese investors to trade JPY basis. Japanese investors' investing flows cause the JPY basis to widen. However, overseas investors are also flush with funds, and the JPY basis could very well tighten again. The US yield curve has steepened recently, but the front end has not risen markedly and has remained calm. The glut of the cash around the world seems to be pouring into JGBs. Therefore, we expect JPY basis to have a tightened bias, especially on the front end and belly of JGB yield curve.
Really good stuff. It'd be interesting to see if we see some of that demand coming through the franchise. I think 3-month JTDBs are pretty close to LIBOR plus 10, which can be a buy zone for some of the investors that at least I talk to. Great stuff as always, Sekito-san. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.